Hello, world of podcast listeners. This is Daryl with Daryl S. Irby Improvement. Congratulations on your decision to join the Inclined to Improve audience today. This book club series is one of my favorite opportunities to conversate and collaborate with extraordinary people and professionals by reading the words they have selected to convey important, impactful, informational ideas. Conversations that you and I would not likely be privileged to have if the authors of the books we read had not been inspired to pen these particular literary works. As mentioned in the last episode of this series, the book Becoming Coachable is so packed with transformational information on every page that it would not be realistic. It would be unreasonable and definitely not considerate of your valuable time to endeavor towards an exhaustive review of the book. Therefore, I again encourage you to click the link in the show notes and purchase a copy for your personal library. Please remember that Daryl S. Irby Improvement may be compensated for any purchases you make by using the links. Chapter 1 of this book, titled On Coaching, is rich with content that will assist the serious, conscientious reader as they embark upon the path of becoming coachable and thereby a better person and a better professional. The authors launch this chapter by pinning their perception that if you picked up this book, that probably means you want to improve, you want to grow, you want to make more impact and create an even better life for yourself and others. And then they promote their and my professional practice of coaching with these words. Coaching is one of the most powerful tools available to leaders today. I certainly agree with that. And may I add that it is a powerful tool available also to parents, pastors, politicians, in fact, everyone. My new start, of which I apprised this audience several episodes ago, was fueled by my weekly engagement with my coach. Yes, absolutely, certainly, I have a coach. I would be worse than a hypocrite if I admonished you to do something that I was not willing to do, right? Plus, it is such a powerful tool towards growth, advancement, and betterment in every way. Why wouldn't I have a coach? My coach, Daniel Eight, is one of the best, in my opinion. We met in a coaching class called Developing Emotional Intelligence for Coaching, which is his specialty. My alliance with my coach is literally transforming my personal and professional existence. And for just a moment, consider that word alliance. This word is one of the most defining terms of what coaching is. It is an alliance, an agreement, a partnership between a coach and an individual, between a coach and a group, or between a coach and an organization focused upon growth, improvement, advancement, and more. In fact, my business card says, I am an executive life leadership coach. But beyond that icon of my professional services, when someone asked me, what do you do? I normally replied that I am a life leadership performance partner, or more concisely, I may just say I am a growth partner, helping organizations and individuals to advance beyond their current place to a pursued place or something similar. In this first chapter of Becoming Coachable, you will learn what coaching is and what coaching is not. Just one piece of advice given by the authors to bring increased clarity to the discipline of coaching is for us to look to sports coaching as a frame of reference. They say, be it athletics or leadership, top performers know that they cannot do it alone. and recognize coachability as a key differentiator. Like sports coaches, an executive coach, for instance, will examine innermost strengths, motivations, and weaknesses to encourage peak performance. Listen, I must reiterate that this resource, is overflowing with encouragement for the reader to make a decision to advance, to get better, and improve at home, at work, at church, in the community, in their neighborhood. Wherever you show up, coaching will help you to show up at your best. Listen, get this book and join us on our journey of becoming prime candidates for excellence by becoming coachable. Well, I can hardly wait for a week to pass, so we will be back here to discuss chapter 2 of Becoming Coachable by Scott Osman, Jacqueline Lane, and Marshall Goldsmith. In the meantime, please be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.